So let's pick up the basic thread. He had spoken about how Chachma and Torah has different facets to it. He had spoken about how Chachma and the Seichel of a person is parallel to all of these things, and the person and one you say that he keeps saying time and again, and this is going to keep recurring, is the mashal of a gachelas. In other words, many of these, shall we call them, hidden or latent pshatim, are in Torah, in a person's mind, in a lot of things, and unless a person keeps on bringing it out, it's not going to happen. A person is going to, everything is gonus inside it, and a person needs to, his work, so to speak, is to be mishalhev, is to keep bringing out whatever it is that's closed in it. Okay, now tests. Koach yedias emes. I don't know if you have the same print I have, but I have it as a test. Ki yedias emes mechazekes haneshom urecheks man yitzavadei. The knowledge of the emes is mechazek the neshama, and he says, and it keeps the yitzhar away. The ein davar machus haneshom efnei yitzhar ki chisayon yedia. And there's nothing that so much makes the that it's something that distances the something that weakens the neshama like a lack of yidia. B'mhoisa yidia rechava v'imedas alev ne'adam. And if the yidia were to be broad in its entirety and omedas alev ne'adam and constantly on a person's heart, le'yachoytem le'olam. Not only wouldn't they sin, but the Yitzhara wouldn't even become close to them like Malachim. Let's talk about this, and let's discuss the point that he's making here. Because the problem is the word of Yediyah, the word he's talking about Yediyah, is confusing to us. The word Yediya we translate as knowledge, which to us is information. So it sounds almost ludicrous to us that if a person would know more what's usser, he wouldn't possibly sin. I mean, is that what's keeping us in doing averus? That sounds to be kind of all far-fetched. He says if his Yediya would be rechava, all-encompassing. What does that mean, if it's the idea of all-encompassing? And if a person does know Kabbalah, he doesn't know Averis, there's no lack of people that don't, that know Kabbalah, and unfortunately are less than sterling. So you can always say really that he doesn't really know, but then that's basically begging. He doesn't really know it. You're not gaining anything by this. Let's just see the end of this paragraph, and then we'll talk about it. V'liyah shakash poch rotsa shom yeh bal yeitze, shilchul liyah is menutzach on itzav shikol echad, l'chein som behem ha-yediyah, so a person has that yediyah, ach skur kigacheles, it's closed like an ember, in other words, it means it's compressed, shetuchal ispashik shal heves v'abchir yad adam. So let's talk about what he means over here. The word yediya is not translated as information, and it doesn't have a very, very good translation because we don't have a really separate word for it in English. Let's explain what this is. Somebody, let's take two people. One person is sitting in business school, and he's studying business, and he's taught that if you don't have, if supplies don't come in frequently enough and people come to a store and they find it out of supplies, it will drive away business and so on and so forth. Well, something as simple as that. And he hears it. And that's why keeping track of inventory and making sure there's always enough inventory for what's anticipated, and so on and so forth. He knows that information, and he probably will do his best to keep to it. A second person actually had a business and got stuck not having the right inventory. People came in a few times, asked for stuff he didn't have it, and he just didn't see those people anymore. That person knows it. Both of them know it, but there's a different world between the knowledge, what we call information in our brain, or a real yidiya in something. Yidiya, so let's take another example. When I was growing up, smoking was considered to be a positive activity. And, when there were studies released that smoking is bad for your health, and slowly began to dawn on people that, so by the time I was growing up, I think most people believed that that smoking was bad for your health. Many people continued smoking. On the other hand, very few people would step off the curb into the street without looking against the light and so on. The difference wasn't in the information. The difference was in the quality of what we call yidiya. How much is this a person's sense of reality? I think the best taich of the word yidiya would mean sense of reality. And therefore, if a person were to sense the reality the way it really is, a person could never do an aveira, because he would sense the tov as being everything, the ra as being out, and it wouldn't be possible for him to do aveira. So there was a conundrum here. There was an issue. On the one hand, a person who does not know the emes, in other words, the truth of the Bria, is not his metzias, is not a person. So a person needs to know the emes. That defines a person vis-a-vis all of the Baal HaChaim. On the other hand, if a person were to know the emes, he won't be able to do averis. And just like the Malachim are aware of the metzias, And they don't do Averis. Now don't do Averis. He adds a line here, Ramchal. Ach loy hoya fila yetze korev aleim v'sholot aleim v'sholot malochim. Yitzhara would not have a foothold in a person. I'd like to compare to this the Tanya. The Tanya's big thesis in his Likutei Amorim is that when we talk about Tzaddik and Rasha and Beinoni, we're not talking about how many Averis he did, how many Averis he didn't do. Yes, the Rambam it talks about it, but that's the Gefa for Schar, Einish, Al-Ganei, Olam Haba, and so on. When the Gemara talks about it, and he has a specific Gemara in mind, we're talking about something else. We're talking about a person who may not be doing any averis, but what is the person's mindset? Is he eager and desperate to do averis, but he manages to keep away from it, or does he not even entertain the thought of doing something bad? Or maybe if somebody really pushes the buttons, he'll think of doing something bad, or does he not at all have any inclination whatsoever to do bad? Those are the different madrigas that he speaks about. And here also, he mentions if he were to know emes, then he would be like a malach. And the Yetzirah, he says, not only choyt olam, ach lo hoy afila yetzir korv alem mishot alem, eshas malachim. So were a person to be fully cognizant of the real metzias, emes lamit the way it is, the person would be completely unable to do avera. That's the that would be the mahalach of a person who is totally aware. So just like nobody has the ability to stick a finger into an electric socket, no adult, unless, God forbid, he's suicidal, but a normal person doesn't have bechira for that because he sees, so to speak, the electricity, even though electricity is invisible, but he sees it. So to a person that were to live and be aware of the emes in its fullness, wouldn't be able to do an averus. So he says, but being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a person to have Yetzirah, so that he could either win or lose, what he does is he put this idea into him as the same thing, a gachela skura. So I do have it in me to live with that type of hakara and that type of awareness, but it depends on my effort to bring it out in its fullness. I want to talk a few minutes about this. This is fascinating because he's on track to speak about Kabbalah somewhere further down with the SMS. But there's another piece over here that Bala Musa are very into. If you take a look at the Musa Shmuz of many of the Bala Musa, you struggle to find any chiddush in Machshava. In other words, there are no brilliant pshatim, there's no new ideas, nothing. You find a lot of times in many of the Bala Musa just a speaking out of things that say in a commission in Avi and in Chazal, but they seem to stretch out. And they say, use your imagination. Imagine this and this and this. And they sort of flesh out the stories, and that's what they did. And the question is, well, there's no chiddush over here. They're not adding anything new, really. So what are they doing when they're saying the shmuz? And the answer is, they were trying to get people to go through this exercise. If somebody comes along and tells you, yeah, Jews went to Mitzrayim, did a lot of miracles there, and they finally, came to Har Sinai, having had a lot of miracles. That information is correct, but it's worthless in terms of changing a person. Nobody ever was inspired by that. So we sit down and we go through it. And we say, imagine the Jews in Mitzrayim, imagine the hardships, imagine every single day going to work, this and that, and so on and so forth. Imagine coming home and being told your kids were killed. And you go through it. So what you're doing is you're taking information. You're not adding to it, but you're decompressing it. It's like when you have a zip file and you unzip the zip file. You know, it's contemporary Mishalim. But that's what you're doing. The emes lies in a person's heart, usually, but that emes, the way it is worthless. So just like you can't immediately go to a zip file and work on it, you have to open the zip file and reconstitute it. So too, the stories the Torah gives us, the warnings and everything about it, requires that we open it up, that we unfold it, and it's only when we do that that we're able to see the emes. So he says, the idea of emes, the sense of emes, is given to us, ach segura kegachelas. It is as closed, as compressed, and it can open up like a flame, and v'abechira v'yaradim v'abechira. So that's a fascinating new understanding of what Bechira is. Bechira is not that a person is given the choice to do good or bad. The choice to do good or bad depends really on his understanding. We do not have, a normal person does not have the choice of jumping off the building. A normal person does not have the choice of walking into a street with cars flying by. But we are capable of doing things that are reckless if they don't appear reckless to us. If it requires thinking into it and saying to yourself, you know, this is not such a good idea. This is, let's just see where it's going to and what it looks like when it's, you know, when it's completely undone, etc., etc. That's where the Kreach HaBechira lies. So Yediyah will make a person perfect by the nature of the Yediyah itself. It doesn't require anything other than being aware of the reality. The awareness of reality in its fullness is something that makes a person like a malach, because it's not only that he doesn't do averus, he can't imagine doing averus. It's just like, let's take something very simple. If a person is in a place where there are cameras that are working, he doesn't even dream of driving quickly, flying over the red light, taking something, or whatever it is. It's only when he forgets, and now if the person in his back of his mind remembers their cameras, but they're not visible, or they're not obviously visible, so the person knows they're moving cameras, but he's never really gotten he doesn't feel them there, he will allow himself sometimes to do certain things because it's not his reality. So, Yediyah is a definition of something being reality to me. Yediyah, in the sense that he's talking about, means those things that to me are written down as reality. They're not written down, the senseless reality is the best word, senseless reality. A person has that vision of the total reality of the world. That allows for Bechira, that a person is able to get out and do things and not be aware of what he's doing wrong. Finally, when a person uses Bechira L'Toiv, he blows on that. He sits down and says to himself, what is this all about? I'm being observed, I'm going to be judged, b'chulu, 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 all the things that a person thinks of. That action of his bainus unfolds his idea, and as much as he's bainin, that's how much the idea comes out. Okay, well, hold it again. I apologize for the beginning. There's some sort of issue with the equipment here or program. Hopefully, we will try to do something about it. Cult of bye.